I started in radio back in 1964 when I was in high school. I did engineering work. I did some announcing work at a classical music station here in the Cleveland area, which is still around. While I was in college as an undergrad, I studied engineering, had an interest in medicine and made the transition, but always had the summer job, the background work to do in radio, so I stayed with that. And up until, as I said, up until 2014, when we stopped doing our program called Health Lines, sponsored by the Academy of Medicine, is when I really stopped that. But I continue to take an interest in it as well. Medicine cuts across all of life. That's what we're about. We're about everything from birth to the end of life. We are very, in my role as the Chief Medical Officer at UH Elyria Medical Center, a big interest in making sure that, first of all, we do the best we can for our patients, and we also recognize the importance of the interaction with very important events such as this fundraiser for the Arthritis Foundation. Arthritis is a disease that affects so many people. Children with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis all the way to adults. We find that this is one of the big problems as we get older and our bodies have problems with joints. We get immune to our fluids in the joint spaces and we start having these problems. We need to know how to counteract that and how to take care of it. So we work with people in the field of rheumatology to help improve the quality of life. Arthritis, unfortunately, is not a curable disease, but we can help with quality at this point. Until we learn to cure the disease, we would just focus on quality, making sure that people are comfortable through orthopedic surgery, through medication, and as a consequence of the good work of the medical profession in conjunction with hospitals and hospital systems and organizations like Arthritis Foundation, which spend their time raising money to support this research work, we can go forward and try to improve things, especially with this condition.
We have hundreds of people here tonight. We have great restaurants, fine wine. What's your favorite part, if you have one?
Well, actually, it's a good question. I do enjoy a good glass of wine, and I do enjoy great food. We're blessed in the Cleveland area, and I'm partial to the west side. Those of us who say west is best and east is least, we can have that conversation. But the restaurants, the food that is out here, I think is as second to none. And I do a lot of traveling, so I can say that with some authority. I think the food part is probably the most interesting. The wines are clearly good, and there's a lot of passion involved with the flavor, the taste, how it rolls off the tongue, the aftertaste, the aroma. That's all well and good. Don't take away from it, because again, you know, wine accents a meal. It brings people together. It's a great beverage for refreshment. Food, on the other hand, that's the sustenance of life, so we have to enjoy that as well.
20 years, not a bad run.
Not at all. 20 years is great when you think about that. And our sponsorship through University Hospitals and Elyria Medical Center, as being a part of that, that's been fantastic. The numbers we heard, $800,000 that have been raised since this began, is phenomenal. Almost $1 million of research money that has been generated for treating arthritis has come right from here in Lorain County. On the west side of Cleveland. I mean, it's just fantastic when you think of it in those terms.